Time to Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a participation prize every week.
Warning! Mary and Gene are off the hook today. So, folks, you have been warned. Jocularity, education, knowledge. Doop, doop, doop.
Hello. Hey, Mary, how you doing?
Hey, Gene, I'm good. How are you?
Sorry, I forgot what I was saying.
He got stuck on the hello, and then he just went lost into a whole other world.
Well, just as I was saying it, I heard Kenny a little second ago talking, saying hello through the other room.
Like, hello. Yeah. I'm dying out here. They shut the door to the studio. So we're going to jump right into our word of the day today. Are you ready for that?
That would be good. I'm generally speaking, I'm ready for the word of the day, especially if it's a good one that's going to lead into some really excellent knowledge.
Well, our word of the day today has six syllables.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah. Identification.
Okay, I know what that is. I
mean, what is your identification? How do you identify, Gene?
I'm Gene.
I am Mary, and I identify as a weirdo. The identification is the action or process of identifying someone or something, or the fact of being identified. Each child was tagged with a number. What? Their sample is each child was tagged with a number for identification. Okay, well, this is number 475. Next, 400. Wait, where'd 476 go? Somebody's out of line. It means pinpointing, naming, placing, distinguishing, discovery, locating. As a means of proving a person's identity, especially in the form of official papers. I ask to see his identification. May I see your driver's license, please? Mm-hmm. Show me your driver's license. Now. It's proof of qualifications. It's
showing who you are based on whatever standards or criteria you're being judged on
Years ago, back in the golden ages, when I was a little kid, people talked about, I identify myself as a Christian. I identify myself as an upstanding person. I identify myself as I always identified myself as Mary. Just, you know, I am what I am. But now it's important because there are more people who are identifying themselves as a specific gender. I identify as a man or a woman, or I am a trans, I am a whatever. And a lot of people are placing a lot of emphasis on their pronouns. You know, they don't want to be identified as a he, she, or it. They identify as they. And that's a whole nother story.
Well, you remember that one guy, he was a musician named Prince, and he changed his name, and you couldn't say it with your words. He was the man formerly known
as artist formerly known as Prince. His name was a glyph. I believe it was an Egyptian hetroglyph. It was a visual symbol, yeah.
I mean, I understand. I guess I tried really hard to understand how that worked, but I mean, I guess there's no words for him. I guess. I don't know.
Think about it. He was so innovative. What? He was very creative. And the fact that you say there were no words to identify him says a lot. I've told you the story before where a friend of mine tried to introduce me and she said, "This is Mary. She is the editor of it was a newspaper. She's also the office manager and she started going into all the things that I did in that organization. She said, "Look, she's just the Mary," because it's too hard to pigeonhole some people. And that takes me to the subject of the day. Based on whose research?
on Barb's research. Yes. Thank you, Barb, very much.
And I'm just delighted. Barb did some research into famous people who have changed their names legally. And I would guarantee you pretty much, I'd say probably 80% of the people before this show will not know who these people are other than the name they're known by. And I'll start with Elton John. Do you know what his name was before he legally changed it to Elton John?
Well, I actually have an advantage that I do. It was Reginald Dwight.
Ain't you a smarty pants?
Famous musician like him, worldwide famous. The name Elton John just kind of rolls off your tongue like a famous musician would.
Right. And I actually watched his biopic, which is a snapshot of a memoir. I think it was called Rocket Man. And they talked about how and why he changed his name, because people said nobody wants to buy a record from Reginald Dwight. Another person who changed her name was Karen Johnson. Do you know who she became?
Oh, Karen Johnson. I believe she was Whoopi Goldberg.
That's right. And I remember when I first heard of Whoopi Goldberg, I thought, do black people be, are you know, are there very many black Jews? Do you, you know, the Goldberg is an odd name for a woman of color. And I'm totally politically incorrect here, folks. Y'all forgive me. I'm from the... Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr. He actually did. He did convert to Judaism, I believe. And that probably wasn't his name. I don't know. Do you know who Woody Allen was prior to becoming Woody Allen?
No. It was Allen Kenningsberg.
Yeah. So he just kind of changed his first name to his last name and threw in a Woody. Now, I'll tell you somebody, I don't know if his name is on this list or not, but someone that my husband Curtis really, for whatever reason, identifies with is Woody Harrelson. He likes him a lot. He likes his shows. Now, did you know that Bill Clinton was not always Bill Clinton?
I did not know that.
No. He was born William Jefferson Blythe.
Really?
Now, I don't know why he changed his name to Clinton, but he did.
Well, I suppose, I don't know. Blythe doesn't sound like a president's name as much as a Clinton name.
I guess. Now, you know that Gerald Ford was an actor, right?
No, I did not know that.
I think he was. He was the 38th president of the United States. He was born Leslie Lynch King Jr.
That's interesting.
Now, I know Ronald Reagan was an actor. Maybe maybe not Gerald Ford. Maybe just Ronald Reagan. Now, do you know what Malcolm X's name was before he became an X?
Well, I believe it was Malcolm something.
It was Malcolm. His last name was Little.
Malcolm Little.
And he probably thought Little wasn't as big as X. And Malcolm X became a big figure in history.
He probably told him, Malcolm Little, like, I'm going to take you seriously if you're going to go big.
Yeah, if you're going to go big, you better change your name. Yeah.
What do I change it to? Oh, X.
I don't care. X marks the spot.
Yeah, there you go.
Kirk Douglas changed his name. Now, Kirk Douglas has a family full of actors, like Michael Douglas is his son, and I think some other Douglases are in there. I don't remember. But Kirk Douglas used to be Isur Danielovich.
Huh.
It's a Russian name.
Yeah. So if Kirk Douglas changes names, that's why his children all have Douglas as the
right,
name. So
right.
They take, okay.
He legally changed his name. Now, I know someone who knows someone, you know, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I know someone who knows someone. So I have like 2 degrees of Vin Diesel. And Vin Diesel, who was in the Fast and Furious movies, was once known as Mark Sinclair.
I did not know that. I will say this, that when I used to be a coffee truck driver driving all around the place, that two Fast and Furious movies came out during that time, and I noticed because the little cars started driving Fast and Furious in traffic, more so, seriously,
yeah.
When this happened.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Well, it was interesting. Right before the very first Fast and Furious movie came out, Curtis had bought himself a Mark IV, which is fourth generation Supra. It was a used car. He, up until 2020, he never owned a brand new car. He's always owned used cars, previously owned, pre-owned cars. And we drove that car to the very first Fast and Furious and got so much attention in the movie theater parking lot. Speaking of cruising the parking lot, let's go to Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Do you know what his name was prior to going legitimately Tom Cruise?
Well, sure.
What?
It was Thomas Cruise Mapother the 4th.
So if he has kids, do they become the 5th? Now that he's changed his map up there?
They're Thomas, I guess.
Now, here's the one. The mayor of New York City, I'm not sure what year this was, Bill de Blasio. He was born Warren Wilhelm Jr.
That's interesting. Totally a different name.
Why would a mayor need to change his name?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's going for a certain constituency? I don't know.
Now, I did know that Marilyn Monroe changed her name. Did you?
I'd heard that.
And, you know, Elton John wrote a story about her called Goodbye, Norma Jean. Her name was Norma Jean Mortensen. So when she said goodbye to her name of Norma Jean Mortensen, she said hello to Marilyn Monroe. Bob Dylan, the great musician and poet who did great in some worlds and not so great in other worlds. Takes a special kind of person to love Bob Dylan. He was born Robert Zimmerman.
Robert Zimmerman.
Yeah, Zimmerman to Dylan.
Well, definitely more, I would say, more of a catchy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this one I actually had heard about. Now, you know who Francis Ford Coppola is?
I've heard the name.
He's a big Hollywood producer, director. He makes movies. I'm not sure. He's the Jennifer East of Hollywood. Francis Ford Coppola is... I'm not sure what the relation is, and I'm not looking it up today because I'm running short of time. But he is related to, I think it's a brother, or it could be uncle, of Nicholas Kim Coppola, better known as Nicholas Cage.
Huh, I had no idea. I've heard of Nicholas Cage before.
I love Nicholas Cage movies. I do. Some people don't like him. Others love him to death. Michael Caine, good actor, named Maurice Micklewhite when he was born.
Definitely not a Hollywood type name.
Now, remember we were talking about Norma Jean?
Yeah.
Now we have somebody who was named at birth Laura Jean.
Oh, Laura Jean Reese.
And she's now Reese Witherspoon. Carmen Electra, who was actually a dancer for the Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, was born Tara Lee Patrick.
All right, and then we're looking at Reese Witherspoon was born Laura Jean Reese.
Kind of like the Norma Jean for Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if she took that as her cue. You know, Laura Jean, Norma Jean. Well, I want to be a movie star too, so I'm going to change my name to something else.
Well, it could be, you know, and since we're looking at she has three names and a lot of stars are trying to go to one name, so maybe she was...
Like the artist formerly known as Prince.
Yeah, he keeps no name.
He keeps coming up in this show, and that's a good leadway into the next one.
Sure, one of his dancers, performers in his act was Carmen Electra.
Exotic name.
Yeah.
Who was she before?
Well, you may not have heard of her unless you went to high school with her, Tara Lee Patrick.
No, can't say that I know her.
No.
Now, I'm gonna try to butcher this last name up and let you get it right. Jennifer Lynn Anastasakis.
That looks right. Anastasakis. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston.
That was so much easier.
God bless you, Jennifer Aniston, for changing your name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hard one. Anastasakis. But Jennifer Aniston's much easier to pronounce, yes.
And she's very easy on the eyes.
Yes, yes.
Now, how about Jamie Foxx? Do you know what his name was before he became Jamie Foxx?
Oh, I thought you meant if he was easy on the eyes.
He is easy on the eyes.
I don't know.
I like him.
I know his name.
He's goofy, funny, but he's also a very serious actor.
Okay, well, I know that since I've heard of him as Jamie Foxx, I wouldn't probably have heard of him as Eric Marlin Bishop.
Well, how about the Estevez family and the Sheens? You know who they're all connected to?
Well, you know, actually, when I was a kid, there was an actor named Martin Sheen.
Yep.
And his son, we know as Charlie Sheen. And in real life, it turns out, their last name is Estevez. And now we also know, isn't there an Estevez?
Emilio Estevez is Charlie's brother.
Yeah.
And Charlie was born Carlos Irwin Estevez.
Yeah, so he changed his name to Sheen, apparently like Dad's screen name, and the other one kept the family name.
Well, you know, I have several pseudonyms for Be Unique. I dare people to check them out and see if they can find which one's which. I challenge you.
Okay.
So let's round this show out with who?
Joaquin Phoenix.
He He was born Joaquin Rafael Bottom.
Bottom, yeah, that was definitely a different.
I like Phoenix. That's kind of exotic.
Yeah.
And Joaquin's no longer with us.
No.
Oh, wait, no, sorry, I made a mistake. He is. Oh, there goes the rocket, folks. You want to hear the rocket going? I don't know if you can hear it through the window, but there's a rocket going up right now. My windows are rattling. But Joaquin Phoenix was actually featured in an issue of Be Unique magazine. I don't recall the exact. Yeah, we can't even see the rocket because it's so cloudy out. We can't. Don't recall the exact issue. But Michelle Schaefer, also known as Veggie Shell, wrote an article touting his Academy Award speech, which was. Pro-vegan, and then we created a nice little tribute to him and copied his entire speech in an issue of Be Unique because it was a very well-written article speech. But we can't sit here and listen to rockets and talk about Joaquin's Academy Award presentation all day long. It's time for us to take a break from taking a break.
Yeah, because, I mean, if we didn't leave, we'd never come back, and then we'd never be able to take a break. I mean, technically, we'd always be here. So that
we'd always be here just talking and talking and talking. But thank you so much, folks. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.